Hello, everyone.
Happy Saturday, everybody. Coach Christy here. Let me get all set up. How's everybody doing this morning? I haven't opened my chat yet, so if you're answering, I can't see it yet, but I will in just a second. Okay, I am. Hi, Nicole. I see your hand raised. Thank you. I'll get right to you. Good morning. All right, let me do that. I am Coach Christy. Everybody, come on in. Hey, Vivian. Good morning. I feel like I know some of y'all because you just come in and I see you in Facebook and you come to all my calls. I love that we're like this little family. Good morning. Good morning. Hi, everybody. Good morning from Michigan. My mom's from Michigan. Looking forward to today's call. Me too. I can't wait. Hi, Lori from San Diego. Okay, as everybody's coming on in, I apologize, y'all, for my lighting. It is like not great, but we're building a new house and we're living in a little apartment. We just moved in this week. And so I'm living in an apartment. And so I don't have my regular office. So my lighting is not great, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I gotta keep messing. Hi from Nashville. Hi, Audrey. We're talking about you today. Okay, as everybody's coming in, I just kind of wanted to go over just a little I don't know. Audrey posted something in Facebook, and so I thought it would be really cool to talk about it. But before we get started, let me say this. Welcome. This is Maintenance Open Coaching. If you are not in maintenance, but you are here, welcome. This is a place for everyone that is in no BS. We can learn lots from today's call and the people who are raising their hand to get coached. If you are in maintenance and you would like to get coached, all you have to do is raise your hand, like Nicole's hand is raised currently. And we want to make sure that if you do want to get coached, that you are raising those hands, because if we don't get a lot of participation in these calls, you know what will happen. They will cut them. So we want to make sure we keep our maintenance calls. So make sure that if you have questions, this is the time. You can also tag me in our amazing Facebook group, or you can come and you can send me a message and ask coaches. If you don't know, Ask Coaches is now set up where you can actually direct your questions to a specific coach and we can have a little bit of a back and forth, much like our coaching call that we have every month, but in a written format. And also, Ask Coaches is anonymous unless you sign your name in your question. So if you have questions or you want to chat with me or any of the other amazing No BS coaches about your journey, you can head on over to the website, click on coaching, and then Ask Coaches. It's a pretty cool feature. Okay, Tammy is out walking and listening. Win-win. I love it. I love it. It's so hot and sunny here. Cool from foggy San Diego. Yeah, y'all, it is so hot. I'm in Texas, like outside of Fort Worth, and it is really, really hot. So I know exactly, those of you that are melting, I am so with you. And you know, we moved this week, so it was a lot of like carrying stuff and unloading cars. And y'all, I think I'm just getting a little too old for that. I'm getting a little too old for that. Okay, so I want to talk about real quick about Audrey's Facebook post. I'm just going to read it to you because some of y'all may not have seen it. So I'm just going to read it to you. She posted it on June 25th, and it was after listening to MJ's gentle nutrition call, which I actually pulled that up. I'm going to put the link in the chat to the call if you want to listen to the call. I'm putting it in the chat right now. Let's see. There's the link. If y'all want to actually go back and listen to the call that Audrey was referring to, there it is. She says, after listening to the Wednesday call on gentle nutrition, I had an idea. What if I tried gentle planning in maintenance? Do I really need in-depth planning at this stage? Can I maintain or even get down to the lowest part of my range without detailed planning and sticking to the four basics? Choosing better, best, leaving bites behind, et cetera. Being on vacation, using a protocol, and coming home lighter proved This might be a gentle way to continue. Yesterday, I logged what I ate after the fact and assessed and reflected on it. I'd love to hear your thoughts, ladies and Coach Christy. I'll keep you posted how it goes. Okay, so there were a few comments and I commented, and this is actually something that I do in my own maintenance journey. And some of y'all may know, I was kind of camping out in maintenance between 175 and, or 170, 180, 175, 185. And now I've been getting lower in my maintenance range. I decided to, just clean up some overeating that I hadn't really wanted to get rid of. Now I did. So I'm actually getting lower. I'm sitting right now about 162 and I'm kind of liking it, kind of digging it, like the way I'm eating. And so we'll just see where it goes. But this is a great question because this is how I plan. I do not plan my specific food as much anymore. Every now and then I do, if I really am noticing like I haven't gotten a lot of vegetables in or something, I will write specifically on my plan. I'm going to have a salad today. This was something I wrote this morning. I wrote, please get in some fruits and or vegetables today, because I don't know if y'all have ever moved yourselves, but it's been a lot of fast food, a lot of Lucky Charms, a lot of handful of this and a handful of that. And I think my body really needs some support with some vegetables and some fruit. So I actually did plan a little bit specifically today. Now, if you are listening to this call and you are brand new to NoBS, please plug your ears for this little portion of the call. Because planning is super, super important, especially when you're at the beginning of your NoBS journey. Those of you in maintenance, planning might be amazing for you. Debbie, you say audio's going in and out. Having trouble getting audio. Is anybody else having trouble hearing me? Let me check my sound. It's fine for me. Okay. Somebody remind me too of where I just left off with my talking, because I'll probably forget. let me make sure. I have it set to my mic. Everybody says all good. Okay. Y'all, I'll try to watch the chat. Let me know if it's continues to be messed up. I'll put the microphone closer to my face too, because I can change my audio input. What I was going to say is, if you're brand new to NoBS, please plan your food, plan as specifically as you can. When you are just starting out on your journey, and some of you in maintenance might still love planning specifically your food, I am not talking to you. I am talking to some of us who wanted to experiment with not being as specific in your planning of your food, like me. But I don't think that I would have been as successful as I am with doing this had I not spent the first probably 4 years that I was a member of NoBS. I've been in NoBS for, oh gosh, y'all, hold on, math, 2018. How many years is that? 6 years. So I guess I was planning my food specifically for probably close to 5 years. And it's just been about this last year that I stopped being specific with my planning of my food. But I feel like if I hadn't done all the planning in the upfront, I wouldn't have been able to uncover the issues that would have kept me from being able to not be specific with my food now. And let me just talk a little bit about what I mean. So when you make your plan, it is meant, number one, to help you throughout the day if you have decision fatigue. So you plan your food and then you just have to execute. You don't have to stand in front of your pantry and negotiate. You don't have to listen, what are we having? It's been decided, right? So you can just kind of stay in action. So that's when it's super helpful. So if you are a person who is really new to managing your thoughts and hearing your thoughts and all of that stuff, this might be a great idea for you to still keep planning specifically with your food, because it takes effort to hear your thinking and do thought switching, right? But if you've been doing it for a long time, then perhaps it's not as taxing for you. So it's okay for you to, at 6 o'clock, stand in your kitchen, go, what do I want to eat today? And then you can think to yourself, well, what do I need nutritionally? How do I feel? What sounds good in my body? Blah, blah, blah. Maybe you have the capacity to do that, but others may not. So you need to know your own ability. The other thing I think that it, planning for 5 years specifically did for me was it helped me suss out my diet mentality, right? Like I would plan foods. Of course I was like y'all in the beginning, when I first joined NoBS, I was like, the perfect Weight Watcher planner. I was planning all the salads and all the vegetables, and, you know, I was planning like I think I should have. And so it was really good for me to plan, because when I didn't follow my plan, it gave me the opportunity to go, what's going on here? So then I really got to dive into like, well, I think I'm planning how I think I should eat. So then I got an opportunity to work on that. And none of that would have been possible had I not been planning. So I love this idea that Audrey's exploring about not planning specifically what you're going to eat and using protocols and things like that. Because we're going to talk about what I think you should do instead if you're not going to plan specifically, because I do have some thoughts on that. But it's not for everyone, but it's a great experiment to do. And here's the coolest thing, y'all, about No BS. And this is probably one of the reasons even if I wasn't a coach working for No BS, I swear to you, I would stay in No BS for life. Because listen, we make suggestions, y'all make decisions. Like, we tell you what we think works and what y'all should focus on, but you guys get to decide. And if you're in maintenance, this is the beauty. You get to play a little bit. You get to be a little bit more, experimentational. Is that a word? Experiment. I don't know if that's a word. If I just made it up, somebody coin it, put it in the Urban Dictionary, right? You get to experiment a little bit more with, hey, how do I want to do this? And this is what I love about our Facebook group, is that Audrey came, oh, y'all, I just hit my computer. Sorry about that. Audrey came to the Facebook group and she wanted people's opinions. She wanted to share with y'all something she was doing. This is why, even if you're in maintenance, we got to stay in No BS, right? Because we get great ideas, great ideas. So here's what I think you should do. This is my advice. If you are not going to plan specifically, here's what I think you should do. I think you should still take time out at the beginning of your day, or if you're an end of the day person, whichever works for y'all, I think you should still take time out to set your intention for the day. Journal, check in with yourself, see how you're doing, see if you need to manage some stress, see if you need to kind of connect with your physical self, just see what's going on with you. Here's my routine. I get up, I get my planner, I write gratitude. I have the planner that has a space for gratitude. It has like a to-do list. It has I have an affirmation that I write each day. I've shared with y'all a million times. I write the same affirmation every day. Here it is, if you want to know. I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach. I write it every day. Every day, we can talk more about that on a different call, but that's what I write every day. I write gratitude. I write my priorities for the day. And then I write an intention for how I want to show up. And then I journal. I would say probably the most important piece to me being able to get lower in my maintenance range, as I have been, has been my journaling, because I sit and I go through what's on my mind, what's stressing me out, what are my worries. This gives me the opportunity to see the parts of my day that I might be seeking food to escape, to cover up, to cope, whatever. So, okay, I have not been reading the chat. Can you please put the affirmation in the chat, please? Yes, I will type it. Yes, let me type it. Okay, hold on. I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach. Y'all know Steve lives in my head and Bob lives in my stomach. Bob the bouncer lives in my stomach. Steve, my habit brain, lives in my head. And oftentimes, the two do not agree about whether I should eat. Oftentimes, it is a conversation. Usually, Steve does not agree with Bob. But Bob is not a liar. Bob is the one I trust. He is always telling me the truth about what I need food-wise. So I just listened to the conversation going back between Bob and Steve. But at the end of the day, I use the power of my No BS skills to obey and listen to Bob, because he is the one that always has my back. Steve is a little manipulator sometimes. Okay. Questions about what I've said? Anything? Questions? Comments? If you have a question, because y'all, the chat goes so fast, put it in the Q&A so I can make sure that I see it. I'm going to open that box right now. Just want to make sure. So if you have a specific question, you don't want to raise your hand and get coached. I mean, I highly recommend if you have a question, you raise your hand. Okay. But let's get started. I have blabbed on enough. But if you want to see Audrey's post and or comment on it, go into the maintenance Facebook group. If you are not a member, go into the website, request to apply for maintenance, and then you can join the Facebook group. Okay, Nicole, here we go. Let's get into some coaching, y'all. Promote to panelist. Here she comes. I don't know how long this is going to take. Y'all, I hope my internet is good. Like, you know, I'm in this new apartment. I don't even know. I'm praying AT&T's internet is as good as they said it was going to be for me. Strong Wellness. I couldn't read your thing so fast, Nicole. Sorry. I was trying to read your little thing. What did it say?
Live your life and lose your weight for good. I'm starting a new chapter as a weight loss coach.
Oh my God. I love this so much. And you're in our group. Y'all, how lucky are we? How lucky are we that we have
I've been in law enforcement for 35 years and I'm retiring and I'm starting this new chapter. So I'm pretty excited.
So you are going to lose, your clients are going to lose their weight or they will get arrested. I love this. You should have like a little like jail, like, I'm just kidding. I love this.
It's
so
a bit
much.
Of a harsh approach. We'll see how it goes.
Hey, listen, people gravitate to that. I mean, you have no idea like how many private clients I get and they'll request me because they'll say, I just want Christy to kick my ass. Right. I just want you to call me on my bullshit. And then, you know, most of the time it's funny because then I do. And then they're like, you're so mean. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not mean, y'all. I'm a gentle coach. Anyway, okay. What are we coaching on today, Nicole?
Okay. I'm a little nervous, a little worried about judgment of others because this may seem like a very small problem. Okay. And I haven't gotten on a call in almost a year because of that, but I'm just going to be brave today. I'm channeling Brené Brown. So
love it. Be brave. Okay.
All right. So I joined the membership a few years ago, lost all my weight, which was 45 pounds, and I kept it off for 18 months.
Okay.
And then last December, I gained 5 pounds.
Okay.
Over the course of a couple months.
Okay.
And I just sort of messed around and I couldn't get it off and I still haven't gotten it off. It's just up a pound, down a pound. And I really wanted to be a scientist about it and think about why is this in my head hard? And I thought, well, it's my thoughts. My thoughts are making it hard. So I pulled out all my old journals from when I lost my weight. I reread everything and I thought maybe there's some nuggets where it was easier or more fun or why was I more successful? And I learned, like y'all have coached us, that it's just our thoughts. It's not that the weight just fell off. I was putting in the effort there. Mm-hmm. So my range was a 3 pound range when I lost my weight because I'm kind of small. And then I started thinking maybe that was a little too restrictive. And so I moved the lower number up a couple pounds and the higher number up a few pounds. Like I just sort of raised the whole range a few pounds.
Okay.
But I'm still not in my range. And I am only 4 pounds out of it. And I'm a little embarrassed that this is taking up so much of my brain space. And the question I have is I have like the two people on my shoulder and one says, you're really getting obsessive about the number. Just let the number be what it is. Maybe that's your range all along. But my counter argument that continues to come back, even though I've journaled hundreds of times about it, is, but I got down to that range and I kept it off for 18 months. So I must have been doing something doable to do that. I don't think, for me personally, I can't white knuckle for 18 months. It didn't seem hard then. So then I asked myself, well, how do you like how you actually look now? If you look mm-hmm. in the mirror at your body and the life that you're living, how do you feel? And the truth is I would still like to get those 3 pounds off.
Okay.
And so for July with Corinne's birthday, I thought I'm going to give those 5 pounds. And I just haven't had a lot of success. I've lost a half of pound so far this month. And I know what it is. I'm not stopping it enough for lunch and dinner. I know exactly what the problem is. My numbers completely reflect the data, but I just feel like I'm in this constant loop of trying to decide if I need to stay in this range or if I'm, you know, like, quote, giving up, like, oh, I'm just throwing in the towel and raising the range and then my life will be easy again.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I am going to guarantee that you are not alone in this strategy. So I love how you're hearing the conversation between, should I just be happy where I'm at? Right? How many of us have thought that? Should I just give up and be happy where I'm at? Even when I was 250 pounds, I tried that. Like, even when I was there, I tried doing that. See, look at all the can you see the thumbs up and the hearts you're getting? I mean, there's a lot, right? When I was 250 pounds, I tried that. And what I realized when I was doing that was I really just wanted relief from the pressure. Because if someone said, hey, Christy, what if I could guarantee that you could get down to your goal weight and it would be like not that bad? It'd be kind of easy. Would you do it? And I said, of course I would. And that pointed out to me that really what I was looking for was just relief from the hard thinking around it. This is why a lot of people start an OBS and then they quit, right? Because it's not that they've given up on losing weight, right? They just don't want it to feel hard anymore. And they think if I just quit trying, it won't feel hard. And it does for like, how long, y'all? Like a day, 5 minutes, you know, whatever it is, until we realize I actually do really want to lose weight. What I really wanted was just relief from how hard I was, all the negative talk around it. Like, I'm never going to get this. This is too hard. I can't figure this out. Right. But here's what I'm hearing from you, Nicole. You know exactly how to lose these 3 or 4 pounds. You told me, you told all of us, where is your overeating happening right now?
Lunch and dinner.
Okay. So we just need to go after lunch and dinner like a dog with a bone. And we need to make it fun and interesting and easy. And to do that, it starts with a thought that it's 100% possible. It's already been decided that you're losing this weight.
Can I ask you something?
You may.
Do you ever, like this last bit of weight that you've lost?
Yes.
I have a concern that I'm being too self-obsessed or narcissistic that I want to get these last few pounds off. And I see people in the membership that are struggling with larger numbers, and it doesn't feel like, it almost feels like I'm being so selfish and not grateful for what I've done.
Are you grateful? Are you great? It does make sense. Well, because you said at the beginning, you're embarrassed for even asking the question. And I just kind of let that go because I just wanted to get to the A line with you about how to get these 3 to 4 pounds off. Okay. But since you brought it up, let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about the judgment you have for even asking for help with this question. Right? As far as I'm concerned, your money pays the same as anybody else in no BS. We don't have tiers of support here. Like, listen, if you've got 100 pounds to lose, you get this from the membership. If you have 5 pounds, you just get like maybe one Ask Coach's question a week. Like, you know, we got to dumb this down for you. Your money is as good as everybody else here. And it's as, you are as important to this membership as somebody that has to lose 100 pounds, 200 pounds. I don't care. We need all of us, because what you're sharing on this call is going to help someone else. It's helping someone else right now. You are as valuable to this membership as anybody else. And we are here to serve the members, no matter what your issue is, right? This is why we offer so many calls outside of weight loss. We have life coaching calls. We want to serve y'all, because our mission is to have every woman on this planet feel as amazing and have the life that she deserves. And that doesn't matter if you have 10 pounds, 100, it doesn't matter, right? So you're valuable. And this is a really, really good, important question. Look at all the things. Somebody else just posted, Nicole, I'm in the same spot as you, like blah, blah, blah. You're not alone, right? This is important. And you want this, right? So my goal as your coach is to help you realize whatever it is that you want to. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So let's get back to the 3 to 4 pounds.
Okay.
Okay. So you know exactly where your work is. What have you tried so far? Tell me then. Okay. You know how I said my affirmation at the beginning, I use the power of my thinking to trust the wisdom of my stomach. What is the power of your thinking? What strategies have you tried? What no BS skills have you tried to clean up that overeating at lunch and dinner?
So for lunch, I noticed that I overeat when I sit in front of the TV and sit on the couch.
Okay.
Because I just continue to eat. And so this week, what I started to do is I choose to sit at the table and I read a book instead of watching TV. And that's been successful. And I did lose a half a pound. And I think that was part of it for that strategy. I also have been doing not sort of the halftime method. I just serve myself half. I don't stop at half. I just serve myself half because I always have a salad with protein every day. And so I go into that thinking that I can have as much as I want because it's healthy and it's still a calorie. So that seems to be working. So the other thing I've noticed at dinner when I overeat is because if I'm tired, I get up, I live in Phoenix now, I'm from Texas, but I get up really early, like at 3 a.m. to take my dog for a hike every day because it's just so boiling hot.
Yeah.
Well, then by lunchtime, I'm really tired. And because I work from home, I've been able to work in a nap. And so I find that as long as I can take a nap before dinner, then it sets myself up to have fewer urges. So those do seem to be working.
Okay. So we're going to ride those out. We're going to keep doing those until you get stuck again. Right. And then you're going to come on next month's call and you're going to be like, you're going to tell me, Christy, it's still working. And I've only got 1 pound left or something like that. Or you're going to say, okay, we need to ratchet the strategies up. Right.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep going. So isn't this interesting? First of all, I want y'all to see that she pinpointed very clearly where her overeating was. Right. You said, I know exactly where it is. I want you to see that she started coming up with strategy. She identified what the problem was. Now, can I ask you this question, Nicole? Like, why was eating in front of the TV on the couch a problem? Why was that a problem for you? What was the issue that you addressed by not doing that?
When I was through eating, I just went back for more because I enjoyed the relaxation and I tied relaxation would only continue if I continued to eat. It was all in one big bucket. And so I had to sort of pull them apart.
Yes. So she sort of poked the bear a little bit and said, what will I uncover about my thinking and about my awareness of my satisfaction level if I take away the TV, right? And I let that be separate. So you are so brave that you did that. How many of us were scared to death to like not eat in front of the TV, right? Or told ourselves, oh my God, it's going to be so boring, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
Well,
so
I do read a book. I don't do a monk meal. I will say I'm still reading a book, but it seems to be different.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not for nothing, but you know, the couch is so comfy, right? You just want to, yeah, that was for me too. I mean, I had a very similar experience. That's how I cleaned up my nighttime eating. My after dinner eating was I was using my little dessert, you know, after dinner. I haven't done this in several years, but I was using my little dessert to be my wind down, it was the highlight of my day. It was like the happiest part. It was all those things for me. So you were brave enough to do that. So I love that. Okay. So let's just pretend I'm going to fast forward a little bit just in case. Let's pretend that you're still doing the eating at the table at lunch. You're still taking the nap. So you don't feel so, you know, mentally exhausted and physically exhausted for dinner time. Let's just say that we hit a little plateau or stall on the scale. What would you do next? What is the strategy that you would try next?
I would reduce my sourdough bread. I really love it a lot.
Okay.
And I have usually like a piece of sourdough toast at lunch and dinner. Maybe I would cut out one of those.
Okay. So you try cutting out a piece of sourdough. All right.
Mm-hmm. And then also it's, you know, summertime. So we do eat watermelon like crazy people here. And maybe I would even reduce the watermelon just a little bit.
Okay.
That might be something. Again, it goes back to my feeling of, you know, I think from all the years of Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers and all that, it's free food.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not true. And more than it not being true, I don't think it's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just dial in more to my 80%.
Yeah. And some of y'all might be listening to her talk and you might be thinking, I'm just going to get in y'all's heads for a second. And you might be thinking, watermelon, but that's good. Like that's, you know, we surely just cutting back on watermelon isn't good. But what she's saying is she knows enough about herself that in her mind, she has a thought, her Steve, I don't know what your habit brain's name is, but her Steve is like, this is fine. It's no big deal. It's just watermelon. It's 0 points, like whatever. But as we know, what the biggest thing that we teach in No BS, we don't think are enough. We feel it, right? So what does your stomach say? I don't care if it's watermelon, celery, whatever, right? If your Bob is going, we're good, why are we putting watermelon in it, right? Well, we're putting watermelon in it because Steve says it's 0 points and it's fine and everybody else is eating it and it's hot or whatever. So yeah, that sounds like a great strategy. Your next move is to make sure that you are following what your stomach says for hunger and not your brain, right?
And the third thing I was thinking of is that course that Jane teaches. I can't remember if it was
Trusting Your
Trusting Your
Body.
Body, but the you know, or was it Conquering? It was the one where she did the EFT and all of the different strategies of
Yeah, she has a
in-home-based.
toolkit.
Yeah, I really, really like that. And I do notice that I get thinking sometimes if I'm above home base that I have to hurry up and eat my food before my body catches up with my brain, which is so, I mean, if somebody said that to me, I would just struggle not to laugh at them, but I do that. And I think maybe if I could regulate my central nervous system a little bit better before I sit down, if I do tapping or hand over heart or five deep breaths, like one of those, that maybe that would help me dial in to hearing my enough a little better. Do you think that might?
100%. Yes, I think you're brilliant. You already know all these answers. I mean, I couldn't have said that better myself. Some of y'all may have seen, I posted in Facebook in the main page. I guess, I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Y'all, I have no sense of time right now, but I posted my pre-meal protocol and I actually posted a video of me actually doing it in real time. And I do this every time before I eat. I do three things. I'll just explain it so y'all don't have to go hunt for the Facebook post. There are three things I do before I take one bite of food. And if I take a few bites of food and then I remember, I put my fork down and I do it anyway. Here's what I do. This is what's helpful for me. Y'all can decide what's helpful for you. But what's helpful for me is the first thing I do is I take some deep breaths with my eyes closed. This is to calm my central nervous system because I too am often coming into a meal on two wheels. Right? Especially my lunch when I'm working during the day and I'm just like, oh shit, I got a hunger signal. I got to go eat, but I'm trying to answer these Facebook, you know, like, so I'm eating my desk a lot, right? So I take some deep breaths. And during those deep breaths, I say things to myself, like, I deserve to enjoy this food in mental peace, right? I calm myself. I'm like, listen, we're not folding the laundry right now. We're not, you know, answering that Ask Coach's questions. Now is the time to enjoy our food. Now is the time. I mean, because honestly, y'all, how long does it take to get satisfied? Like 5 minutes? I mean, if we can't give ourselves 5 minutes a few times a day to just take a break and really enjoy what food has to offer us, come on, what are we doing here, right? So I just remind myself that that is the point. I am getting ready to eat. I don't need to be doing anything else. That's the first thing I do. The second thing I do is I make a plan for what's going to be left on my plate. I decide ahead of time, what are we doing with what's going to be left? Because that does a couple things. Number one, it tells me there's the possibility that food is going to be left. Because I was like you. I would sit down with my food, especially if I was doing the serve less thing. Before I even took one bite, I decided that all of that was going in my face. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to have to eat all this and probably get up and get seconds. I just know it. I'm so hungry. So Steve was telling me how much I got to eat and not Bob. I was deciding that before I sat down.
So do you think it's better to actually serve half in the beginning as opposed, like, do you think you should stop halfway and put food away? Or do you think you should serve less to begin with? Or do you think it matters?
I think you should do whatever's best for you.
Okay.
I will tell you that for me, serving less requires a lot of mind management around diet mentality for me. Even the phrase serve yourself less is, I have to manage my thoughts around that. I'm not saying I can't do it. I can, but it requires me to go, yeah, we're not serving ourselves less because we can't have, I got to talk to myself when I do that. So for me, and again, y'all, please hear me. This is just like gentle planning, that this is what works for me. Y'all have to figure out what works for you. But what works for me is actually to overserve myself. In the beginning, I would at least serve myself a normal amount. I would overserve myself. I created abundance with the food on my plate. And then I told myself, things like, I have no idea how much of this I'm actually going to need. Right? That was what I said to myself many years. I said, I don't know, because I discovered what I was talking about just a minute ago with you about that I was deciding how much I needed before I even took a bite. So I had to kind of back that thought out. I had to be like, I'd sit down with my food and I would look at it. When I was doing my deep breaths, when I was doing that first step of my meal protocol of like, all right, let me just get myself centered here. Let me get myself to home base, right?
It's such a great perspective.
And then I would say, I have no idea how much of this food I'm actually going to need. I don't know. Because now my brain was like, oh, well, let's find out. right? Then I had this immediate connection with, let's see how much of this we're going to need. It wasn't a decision from the beginning, right? So serve yourself less, serve yourself more, stop halfway. I don't know. You don't have to figure out what's better for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what's your third thing?
So the first thing is calm myself, talk to myself, let myself enjoy the food, right? Listen for diet mentality, all that kind of stuff. Just take a minute. And by the way, this whole thing takes me like, I don't even know, like 40 seconds, right? The second thing I do is I decide what's happening with what's left on my plate, because it reminds me that there's possibility that something's going to be late. And also it takes the negotiation out. Like, even if it's the crust of the sourdough bread,
it's good.
I know it's going in the trash. It's going to my husband, to my dog. Like, I don't even know, going back in the pot. If it's spaghetti, it's going back in the pot, because you know that shit is better the next day. Right. And then the third thing I do, and this was very specific to me, is I tell myself what I have to look forward to after the meal. That's not food. Because I noticed in my self-investigation, much like what you did, was that I wanted to extend the meal. I wanted to keep going because it was the highlight. It was like, but once this is over, what else is there fun to do? Right? Especially in the evening when it was the last meal of the day. Because once I cleaned up my nighttime eating, my brain was like, well, what the fuck are we going to do now? Like, it's over. That was the best part. Like, there's nothing else. So I had to tell myself, here's what we're doing after this that is also super fun. Things like, we're getting in our pajamas. You know, we're going to watch that favorite show. We're going to play on our iPad. I purposely save all my social media scrolling until after dinner, because that is now my dessert.
Great. Those are great things that really help clarify. And I appreciate you so much.
You're so welcome. I have no doubt. I mean, this 3 pounds is as good. 4 pounds is as good as gone. Like, do you believe that?
Yes.
Yes. We're just going to say that every day. It's been decided. The 4 pounds are gone. And this is how I'm doing it. You've already got the strategies. And when one kind of stalls out, we're going to go right to the next one, right? We got to figure this out. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Congratulations on your business. And you know, I used to live in Phoenix too. I love being in the military, because almost every client that comes on, I'm like, oh, I used to live there. I used to live there.
What part of town were you in?
Well, we lived on the base. So I was in Glendale. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm right in the middle of it, Central Phoenix. And I'm from Texas. Originally, I'm from Magnolia. So we have two points.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, listen, will you please tag? Listen, everybody on this call is like giving you thumbs up and hearts. So please tag us and let us know about your progress. Share it with us. Okay.
Okay. I will. Thank you for your time.
All right. You're welcome, hun. See ya. Bye. Okay. All right. Let's see. Angela De Ita. You are next. Such good. Nancy, I'm speaking to your soul. I love it. Yes. I wish I could read this chat. Y'all, I can't read it. It's going too fast. But I'm going to go back and I'll read the transcript. Okay. Angela's coming on. I feel like maybe we've talked before, Angela. Have we? I don't know. Nance, thank you so much, Nicole, says Nancy. Okay. Angela, let's see. We need you to unmute yourself and turn your camera on.
All right. There. But okay, no.
Oh, now you muted yourself. There you go. Now okay. I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Well, I can't see you either.
Oh, well, it's shared. All right, let's see. I don't, Lacey, can I ask you to start your camera? Let me see. Oh, I can ask you to start your video. Let me ask you. You are muted again. There
How
you are.
Now?
Yes.
What about?
I see you.
Hello.
Hi. Angela, have we coached before?
I have no idea.
Okay. I can't remember.
You know what?
Maybe I just get used to seeing
coaches.
Names. Coaches. Okay. Oh, she just outed herself. Y'all, it was supposed to be anonymous, but now she just told everybody she's been an ass coach. I'm just kidding.
Right.
She's like,
oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you
so much. What are we
so
talking
much.
About? You're welcome.
I am, I was doing great while the school year as a teacher was going on, waking up at 5:50, getting my BS in, just like, literally would write my no BS stuff and text it to my accountability partners. Now it's summer and I'm fighting, wanting to sit down at the desk and do kind of like a regimented kind of like, do your no BS, set your intention, like read your book, like And it's not like I'm not working till three on my computer doing job search and Spanish stuff and just like all this stuff anyway. But I don't know what's stopping me from not wanting to do all the no BS stuff and the like. It's kind of like I'm getting caught up in a little tornado and I don't want that to mean I took off, you know, 4 weeks of setting an intention and planning and meal planning and reflecting and all that. But it's happening and I need to make myself want to do it. You know, like what thoughts besides regimented are there?
How do I make myself want it? Oh my gosh. Such a good question, right? All of us struggle with that, right? And listen, there are two schools of thought. I know you've probably heard Corinne coach on, she will coach sometimes and she'll tell people, well, sometimes we just do stuff when we don't want to. And she will give examples of like all the things we do all the time that we don't want to. Like sometimes we don't want to scoop the cat box or sometimes we don't want to blah, blah, but we just do it, right? And that is one school of thought. But for some of us, that can feel a little bit white knuckly if it's for an extended period of time, right? So maybe that works for this and maybe it doesn't. Everybody's different. Some people respond really well to that. Just do it. Nike swoosh, just do it. Right. And some people don't. Okay. So the best trick I know to create desire for actions, right? So if we were doing like a think, feel, do, like if we were like, I want to feel desire to do some actions, right? I want my desire to match the actions, right? Because sometimes we can do the actions, but we have no desire. And that's what makes it feel hard. Because we feel like we're dragging ourselves through a mud pit, right? And you're like, I'm tired of dragging myself. I would like to hop, skip, and jump through the mud pit, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, so, I feel like that's the summer mentality. It's like, no, please take a break from the regiment.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Right. So you are right. So you're trying to like make yourself do stuff. So to create desire, the best trick I know, well, there, I have two ideas for you. I'm going to start with the first one and then we'll get into the second one. But the first idea that I have for you is I want to ask you, first of all, tell me exactly what it is that you want to be doing in the mornings that you're not.
I want to do my no BS planning.
Okay.
I would like, you know what? I would like to do my journaling as well.
Okay.
I would like to do my Spanish and I would like to, I'm not sure if I need to check my email in the morning, but probably check my email. So I, you know, understand what's going on in the day. And that's like, okay. It feels like that's half the morning or at least the, yeah.
Okay. So Spanish, are you learning Spanish or teaching Spanish?
I'm learning.
God, so badass. So cool. I wish I could speak Spanish. My dad has taken Spanish for like years and years and years, and he will go and practice on anyone. Like it's embarrassing. Like if he thinks someone, he just, if, or if he hears someone speaking Spanish, he will go up and attempt to talk to them. Lord help us when we go out to a Mexican restaurant. It's, yeah. Anyway, it's very cool. I love it. I love that dedication. Okay. So we want to make our no BS plan in the morning. We want to do our Spanish. We want to do some journaling. And then there was a fourth one. What was it?
You know what? I have that new book from Kara Lowenthal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And so okay. I'd really like do to reading. Do some work on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to be in the little in
book
the little
club?
Book
yes.
Study? Yeah. Okay. I haven't even started it. So don't tell on me. I might just show up and haven't not read it. I know y'all, but my life's been crazy.
You will learn okay. so much. You will learn so
much. So we
want to
do, I can't wait. I'm so excited. So we want to do like four things in the morning. Okay. I want you to tell me why you want to do those things in the sexiest way you can. Like why you want to do that? What's so great about that?
I just have this, I have this opportunity to have the whole morning for me.
Oh, that sounds sexy.
Right?
The whole morning for you.
Mm-hmm.
What and when you're journaling, that's for you. And when you make your plan, that's for you. And when you read that book, that's for you. And that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Are you telling yourself, oh my God, I can't wait to get up tomorrow and just spend time with me because I am so cool. I'm so awesome. I love myself so much. I just need a moment. Is that how you're describing it?
Not yet.
Right? It's probably more like, get up tomorrow. I don't know why I was doing it every day this during the school year. And I just, oh my God, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to make myself. If I just do it one time, then it'll make it easier. I'm just going to do it tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And
right?
I will have my like Spanish book out and literally a friend will call and I will just ditch out. I'm just like, oh, thank God. Somebody's come to save me. Yeah.
Because in that moment, you're like, your Steve is telling you, ugh, Spanish. That's hard. I got to pay attention. I got to listen. Oh yeah. And I didn't do so good on that lesson yesterday. So I got to go back to that. Right. Instead of, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to feel so proud of myself at the end of this lesson. I'm going to learn something really cool. And then I'm going to go out to the Mexican restaurant like Christy's dad and I'm going to practice on somebody. Right. Like it's not saying that. So what's happening in the moment is you're listening to your Steve talk about why not doing it is better than doing it. So all we have to do, it's a simple hack. All we have to do is insert some intentional thinking outside of the moment to create desire to show up in the moment. What do I mean by that? I mean, the night before you go to bed, you're going to need to do some little journaling. And you're going to need to rewatch this call and write down exactly what you said that sounded so sexy, which it was something along the lines of, I can't wait to get up tomorrow and just have the whole morning for me. It's just all about me. And here's what is all about me: connecting with myself emotionally in my journal. Go ahead and planning for the day. So I feel like I've got that done and that feels super easy. And I feel proud and I feel confident about my plan. And I want to do my Spanish because I have my plan to get X amount of lessons done. And that's going to feel amazing. Right. And I also want to read some of that book because I feel badass when I do that. And then I can go on with the rest of my day, right? That's all that's happening is you're not describing it in that way. You're still busy trying to make your square peg fit into your round hole.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we just got to describe it the night before. We just got to, and then when your eyes pop open in the morning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, time for Angela. Right? Y'all know the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's Brené Brown, right? She says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's what you say when your eyes pop open and they want you to stay in the bed. You just count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you get up on one. It's just an agreement. There's just no thinking. Right. You can try that one too. Yeah. Okay. That was my first suggestion. Now I have another thought. Let me ask you this. How does that land with you? Describing it in your sexy, beautiful way the night before and all throughout the day too. Like I would think about this sexy story you have around this new morning routine. I would think about that all day long. And I would make sure that my brain was like, man, that is the bee's knees. Oh, I just totally showed my age by saying that phrase. Who says that anymore? Weirdo. But it is the bee's knees, right? Like your morning routine is just amazing. So good. So good. Like, why would you want to do anything else? It's amazing. Right?
Right. That's the thing is like, just putting it before everything else, all the little details of the thing. You're like, why am I doing the dishes? You know, I can do that later. Why am I just like trying to avoid doing this stuff? So saying that it is the part that feeds me, you know?
Yes. Yes. This is like that, you know, like, what do they say? There's some phrase like you can't fill others' cup until you fill your own or some shit like that. I don't know. It sounds way better than the way I just said it, but like that could be your little mantra. Like I'm filling my cup so I can be, do you have kids?
No.
Okay. You have friends and a partner, anything like that? You got a job. I know you got a job. Thank God for you being a teacher.
I just quit.
You quit your job. And then what? Oh my God. How exciting.
I know. So like, the other half of it is like, you know, being on LinkedIn, I have a career coach and all that and just a whole new life. And that's why I really want to get my brain right. So that,
oh my God, how about that for a why? Put that in your sexy story. I am getting my brain right every morning for my next chapter. Like right? How sexy does that sound? Right. Can you imagine if I was laying in bed with you and I just whispered that to you every morning at 5:50 when your alarm went off and I was like, oh my God, girl, let's go get our brain right for this next chapter. We're going to see what's going on with you. We're going to give you some love today. Going to plan your day so it's super easy. And you'll be like, shit, let me get out of this bed fast. I'm excited, right? It's all in the way we're describing it. Okay, here was my other, I'm going to offer you this other option. How are we doing on time? Okay. I want to offer you this other thing. Sometimes we get pigeonholed into this idea that we have to show up, especially for my teachers, that we have to show up the same way in the summer that we do throughout the year. And I would invite you that you could create a summer routine, a summer version of Angela, and a school year version of Angela, if and when you decide, if you decide to go back to teaching or something like that, right? Like there could be two different avatars for you. Like maybe summertime Angela doesn't get up at 5:50. Maybe she gets up at 7, right? And maybe that's okay.
Right. Oh, no. What's it called? Angela has... two drinks, Miss Daita. She got herself into trouble. She had too many drinks. That was Miss Daita.
Oh, dang, Miss Daita. She is a, we got to get her in check. We got to take care of her. Yes. But so you can think about that route too, because the reason I'm saying this is because you started the coaching session with, okay, in the school year, I got up at 5 and I did all these things and blah, 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 blah. But you, that was a different life. You're living differently now. So it could just be a case of maybe I need a little bit of grace and I need to stop holding myself to the same template that I use during the year. Maybe my template during the summer could look a little different. Just design what that is. Like how would it be different? Like you get up late or, you know, you sleep in or you do less no BS stuff because your brain does want to break from some things, whatever, right? So that could be an option too. And then you could just, after that, it's the same thing. Then you just describe that new routine. If you decide to come up with one, you just describe that like it's the coolest shit ever and you can't wait to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the other thing, breaks is, I will work myself, you know, into the ground. So like, I think I took off one day after school and the rest of the time I've been like, working on all this job stuff, all this Spanish stuff, all this other stuff. And even during the day, like that lunch thing, being like, oh, I could look forward to, I'm going to sit here for 10 minutes and not go back to all that work.
And that would require you believing in my opinion, it would require at least two beliefs. It would require you believing that you weren't fucking anything up by doing that. Right? Like how many of us say, like, if I suggest to you, like when I said y'all are worth 5 minutes, some of y'all are out there going, I ain't got 5 minutes, bitch. I gotta be blah, blah, blah. I got this, that, and the other. Right. So it would require you changing your thoughts that you are worth 5 minutes or you are worth 10 minutes and that the world will not fall apart. And I would even argue that if you give yourself the 5 or 10 minutes for each meal a few times a day, you're probably more productive than if you just keep trying to push, push, push.
Oh, 100%. Like if I took off Sunday or took off like Saturday. Yeah. And didn't work for 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't, I'm just so worried. I'm not going to get back to it.
Yeah.
Like I haven't turned the TV on yet because I feel like I'll turn into a zombie.
Yeah. Yeah. But you won't. You won't, because you'll decide, right? You'll decide. You'll say, oh, I'm going to watch TV for the next hour and then I'm going to get up and here's my plan, right? Because TV doesn't make us become zombies, right? We are in control all the time. And then the second thing is for you to be able to take those breaks is that you deserve it. So in my opinion, two beliefs. One is that you're not going to screw anything up by taking time off. And two is I deserve it. I don't need to earn it. I deserve it, right? Most of the time when we're connected to our bodies, it's telling us when it needs a break. We, and I'm just going to say this, especially as women, are so used to just pushing it down and just decide. I'm not saying there's not men that don't do that too, but this is all women's group. We're just so used to just putting our knee and we'll just push through, just power through. If you're, you know, a lot of us as moms do the same thing. You know, we're just so used to putting things before us. A lot of us that came from households where we were taught to just go, go, go and do and be the best and do all the things. We were taught to ignore our physical body and mental tiredness.
I mean, I literally was like doing Spanish lessons and being like, okay, yeah, I can do one more row and then I could go to the bathroom. And I'm like, I'm not a teacher anymore. This thing is not a human being. I can just pause. Like, I can just walk away. I can just go to the bathroom. And I'm not used to being able to let myself go to the bathroom.
You know what? Okay. I just had another idea for you. And then I'm going to let you jump off. But I have a little homework assignment for you. I would love for you to do a little journaling and maybe use the prompt something like, how are my days different now than when I was a teacher? What do I get to do now that I didn't get to do then? Right? Because it sounds like you're just in that rhythm of what your life looked like when you were a teacher, and you have an opportunity now to live a little differently, and your body and your brain just don't know what to do with that. They're just still on that autopilot. So we just got to show it like, hey, that was required during the school year, but here's what's required now. And here's what I'm going to let you do. I'm going to let you pay more attention. Like, this is the perfect time, right? For you to connect with your physical body and emotional self. This is the perfect summer for that. This could be the summer of Angela De Ita.
I love how you phrase it into like, how's my life better now? How's my, like, I feel like I could put some gratitude into that.
Yes. Yes. So good. So good. Okay. Will you let us know how you're doing in the Facebook group if you're in it?
Yep, I am. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Lev. Thanks for coming on. See ya. Bye. Okay. We have the famous Audrey is coming up. She is the one that started my whole conversation in the beginning, promote to panelist. Kathy, I see your hand raised. Dorita says, I think you said you lost 18 pounds in the last few months. What main changes did you make? Journaling and cutting out the emotional overeating that I wasn't wanting to get rid of. I was overeating at night pretty consistently, not by a lot, you know, because I was still in my maintenance range, but a pretty good amount. And also I was overeating fairly significantly on the weekends, like planned overeats, like at the movies, stuff like that. And I just cleaned all of that up. And I have pretty much become a person who only overeats one, possibly two times a week. I was probably overeating when I was in that 170 to 180 range. I was probably overeating probably four times a week. Again, not like, you know, if we were back in the old hunger scale days, not like, you know, way, way over, but I was overeating. So I cleaned that up, managing my stress and working on my sleep. So those three things, cleaning up the overeats, managing my stress through journaling and some of those nervous system stuff that Kathy's working on now, and working on my sleep. I did not realize how bad my sleep was. Okay. All right. Hi, Audrey. Share.
Hi, I almost lowered my hand because I want to honor your time, and I'm supposed to walk out the door at 11 Central.
Okay, we got 3 minutes.
But so can I just affirm, Nicole and Angela, number one, I'm a fine tuner. So everything that Nicole said about, I'm going to label it just how I label myself, imposter syndrome. And I'm a fine tuner. I only had 10 pounds to lose, and it took me forever to even join because I'm like, I don't belong there, and I'm not one of them. And I have not been to any in-person things. So I just wanted to say to Nicole, like, we all are having some version of those thoughts. And being a smaller person, I have a smaller range too. And I ask myself those same questions, like, am I being restrictive? Does it matter? What's two more pounds? So your coaching was super helpful. And Angela, I used to be a teacher, and it's been 16 years, and I still procrastinate on going to the bathroom. So I just had an aha there. I never really thought about why. Mm. And it does not always end well. At 50.
Okay. Darn old age. I know. I'm in the same boat.
I don't know. This could be just another time, but I just wanted to share what happened. Like, I had this trip and I wrote down four things. Drink water.
Love it.
Drink water. Get 8 hours of sleep. Stop it enough and stretch often, because I'm having physical chronic injury stuff. So that's all I wrote. And I didn't do the details, and I was so excited when I came back. Then my Steve, he doesn't have a name. The scale went up 2 pounds. Mm. And so that led to some good thought work, like, oh, because it was like, oh, well, that was a fluke. That was a vacation fluke. You must have walked a lot. Didn't my brain didn't give me any credit for any habits, any not overeating, blah blah blah. And then I went back to writing details. Mm-hmm. Partially maybe scale drama, partially habit.
Mm.
So when I came back, what I started doing was just writing after the fact what I did and assessing it.
Mm-hmm.
So still kind of details. Anyway, but I'll end with the good news is details. I'm kind of in between gentle and details for mm-hmm. now.
Mm-hmm.
But I weighed this morning and I know 0.4 is, 0.4. But hey, this is where I work, right? In these small things. 0.4 less than when I came back from the vacation. So it wasn't a vacation fluke. And it is about our habits and it is about our thought work. So
I love this so much, Audrey. And I love how you went back to planning and then, and then you tried, because did you go back to planning in the morning or did you just assess
no.
after? You
just I wrote just, it after. When I came back from vacation, I thought, well, this is interesting. This works. And I didn't really overeat. And I thought about that too. Like I was good distracted, I'll say, right? I was thinking about things other than food. I wasn't putting all my enjoyment into food because I was enjoying Paris and all these fun things and all these, so how do I bring that adventure into the everyday life is a question. How do I bring that beauty into the everyday life is a question I'm working on. So
yes.
I didn't go straight back to the morning planning, or I do it night before. I did the after work. But then when that scale went up, I didn't think consciously, oh, I need to detail plan. So I don't know if it was the scale or just habit too, because I am a detail person.
Mm-hmm.
And I still do it in my head, even if I don't write it down.
And that is so great. Like, and I should have said this when I was telling y'all what I do in the morning at the beginning of the call. I always write down my food after at the end of the day because I want the data of what I ate. Like I track my overeats and I track what I ate, but I just do it after the fact. Like I write it all out. I'm like, oh, you had Lucky Charms for breakfast. Y'all, this is my diet lately. Lucky Charms for breakfast. And then you had a handful of, nuts, almonds while you were loading the truck. And then, you had grilled chicken or whatever for dinner. But I do write it afterwards and I track my overeats. But can I just go back to something that you said? Like, I feel like, Audrey, you need to be our vacation guru now since you just did this successfully with your little protocol. Did y'all hear how easy her protocol was? Like, now,
really
y'all may want to do like blow it out and have a way more detailed, and that's fine. But she had essentially the basics on her protocol, which is what you said in your Facebook post. But I just want to capture what you said one more time. You said it worked really well because I was so focused on the fun of the vacation. I didn't do a lot of overeating. And what you realized when you came home was, I got to capture that at home too. How can I create, where can I find the joy in just my everyday run of the, because listen, like vacation is awesome and it's fun. And most of us, it's a little more fun than our real life, but that doesn't mean there isn't fun in our real life that we are overlooking that could really help create some joy. Because for a lot of us, our eating is about joy. It's about creating joy, right? And so it's okay to enjoy your food, but let's get the primary source of our joy. Let's let that be our life. And then we can see the overeating be way less. So thank you so much for sharing. This is why this maintenance group is so important, because number one, it does help. It gives a space for those of us that are just fine tuning and 5 pounds, 10 pounds. It gives us a space for that. So I know you have to go, but I hope you have an amazing day. Thank everyone else for being on the call today. Kathy, I saw you. You're going to come to me and ask coaches with your question. And the rest of you, tag me on Facebook if you have a question or come visit me and ask coaches. I love you all. And I'll see you in August. Okay. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.